125 years ago, May 6, 1899. The issue of May 6, 1899 is missing from the journal archives. 100 years ago, May 3, 1924. Boosting for Fraser Canyon. The government should give a special grant to reconstruct the old Caribou Highway, said Mr. McBride. Construction of the Canadian railways had practically destroyed this highway, which was one of the greatest values to British Columbia. It would cost about $1.5 million to do the work, but the province of British Columbia was not asking the government to take on the total cost. He also suggested the government vote a sum, say $25,000, to build cottages for returned men who had been confined to hospital in his constituency and who could not return to the coast, because the damp weather was injurious to them. A number of these men were married, but were separated from their wives and children, who were located at the coast, because of the nature of their complaint. If these men could be furnished with a little cottage and half an acre of ground each, they could bring their families to the interior. Mr. McBride also suggested that the government spend more money on building telephone extensions in British Columbia. Locals. The dance at Wallachin on Friday was well attended and about 4 carloads went up from Ashcroft. Conditions along PGE are good. T. Kilpatrick, general manager of the Pacific Great Eastern Railway, who has just returned from a trip by car from Quesnel, at the northern limit of the provincial railway, reports optimistic conditions to be prevailing in the Lillooet and Caribou districts. Weather is warm and the farmer has begun his seeding, he said. There is also considerable activity in mining at Barkerville, and miners and prospectors are looking forward to a good season. 75 years ago. May 5, 1949. Donna Blacklock, Queen of the May. Miss Donna Blacklock was chosen May Queen by the public school children last week. She is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. D. Blacklock, Ashcroft. Maids of honor chosen are Miss Shirley Ann Harrington, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Ray Harrington, and Miss Colleen Lamont, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Cy Lamont of Ashcroft. The annual picnic and May Queen ceremonies will be held on May 24 at the Semlin Ranch. Trucks and cars will be engaged to convey the children and parents to the grounds at the Semlin. All parents are asked to pack a lunch and spend the day out there. Will you help sew for hospital? Any ladies who are willing to help the hospital by cutting out or sewing materials bought by the hospital or by the Women's Hospital Auxiliary will be welcomed at the regular meeting of the Auxiliary at 3 p.m. on Thursday, May 12th in the nurse's home. Those who cannot attend the meeting but would like to do sewing at home are requested to phone Mrs. Houston, President, or Mrs. Mills, Secretary, or write if living out of town. Members of the Auxiliary will deliver and pick up sewing done at home. Care in the forests. The Canadian Forestry Association passes along the following advice to campers and hikers now that the fire season is in effect and fire permits are needed. No campfire should be built against a tree or log, in leaf mold, or in or near a rotten stump or snag. All fires should be built away from overhanging branches and on dirt or rock foundation. All rotten wood or leaf mold must be cleared along with any other inflammable material within a radius of from 3 to 5 feet. All fires must be extinguished before leaving. All smokes and matches must be extinguished before throwing away. Never leave a campfire, even for a short time, without completely exterminating every spark with water or fresh dirt. Do not throw charred logs to one side where a smoldering spark might catch. It is well to soak thoroughly all embers and charred pieces of wood and then cover them with dirt. Feel around the outer edge of the fire to make sure no fire is smoldering in roots or leaf mold. Never leave a dirty camp. Always burn or bury your refuse. Says women must be twice as good to get recognition. Agnes MacPhail thinks there will be less talking and fewer night sessions when more women get into legislative bodies. It's a queer place, the legislature, said Miss MacPhail, CCF member of the legislature for York East. She slipped away from a night session of the Ontario House to attend a program marking the 40th anniversary of International Women's Day. She told her listeners that women have to be twice as good as men to get recognition, and they are lucky to get it then. Politically speaking, women are still in their prams, said Miss MacPhail. Agnes MacPhail was the first woman elected to the House of Commons, 1921 to 1940, and one of the first two women elected to the Ontario Legislature, 1943-45, 1948-51. 50 years ago. May 2, 1974. Spence's Bridge Sheep. Dear Sir. Due to the mail strike, I just received my copy of the April 18th paper, in which you mention the Bighorn Rocky Mountain sheep at Spence's Bridge. You state that these sheep were liberated on the slopes here in the late 1940s. As a point of interest, the first carload of sheep arrived here from Banff National Park in 1927. There were 50 sheep shipped and 49 liberated, as one had died en route. I hauled these 49 sheep by wagon from the CPR station across the river and released them on the slopes near Murray Creek. According to the wildlife branch, this herd has increased to the point where the branch has had open season on three-quarters curl and over rams for the past few years. In my estimation, this is a mistake, for there aren't that many sheep here. Nature has a way of taking care of her own without the help of trophy hunters. It is a delight to watch the sheep when they are down on the slopes close to the road. The traveling public must think so too, for there are many, many cars that stop and the people take pictures of the sheep. Yours very truly, W. Thomas Curnow. Lytton and District TV Report. TV is here again, and once more the sounds of "He Shoots, He Scores" re-echo through the living rooms of our communities. The power line fault was a break caused by a sharp rock cutting the line. A simple enough thing to repair, if you can find it. A group of committee members and volunteers spent the past weekend looking for the break in the wire. Through the use of switches, we were able to determine that our trouble was on the top part of our line on Botany Mountain. To find the line and test it required digging trenches in the snow at various spots. The largest trench was about 20 feet long and 10 feet deep. A lot of snow, a lot of digging. The TV Association wishes to thank all those who gave so freely of their time and equipment to make up the work parties. Wallachin. Roving the village last week were 8 horses which seemed to have heard about the inflated price of beef and departed. It isn't safe to be a quadruped these days. To whoever cleaned up the Wallachin disgrace known as the dump, a bouquet of flowers of their choice. It is a beautiful job, and considering the dump is a mecca for all refuse dumpers, a real challenge most of the time. Hopefully we, in Wallachin, can set our not-too-welcome guests an example, by trying to maintain a standard of cleanliness. Thanks again for a chore well done. Immunization. As you are aware, diphtheria and polio cases appear to be on the increase. We know you will want your child to be adequately protected. Special kindergarten clinics were held at Lytton, Ashcroft, Cache Creek, and Clinton. If your child has not received immunization as recommended, please contact your local health unit.